Today in Music.
We expected it to last 10 years.
I didn't think I was talented enough for it.
I could be retired, but I could still do this.
But you know, destiny intervenes.
Mix 104.9.
Elton John was at the top spot on the singles chart back on this day in 1974. Benny and the Jets. He actually thought the song was going to be a fizzer, but it soon became number one with heavy airplay in the States.
It's a story about a girl band, basically. Benny being a female. I don't think a lot of people would know that, except if you saw the illustration, of course, on the inside of the sleeve, you would get it. But if you haven't seen that, you know, you might not know it, but the lyrics more or less say it. She's got electric boots, I'm out of
Still in 1974, Paul McCartney's Band on the Run album went to number one, went on to sell over 6 million copies worldwide.
Because of the way we'd started Wings, which was like, have no idea how to do this new thing after the Beatles. I kind of knew how to be in the Beatles. I didn't know how to be in a band after the Beatles. Linda certainly had no experience whatsoever. The other guys in the band had experience, but this was to be a new band and stuff. So, yeah, so there was a kind of certain, not so much pressure, but a certain desire. Band on the run.
Couple of birthdays today. American R&B soul singer Peebo Bryson is turning the big 70. He won a couple of Grammys and had a hit with Roberta Flack.
There'll be no distance between
them. And turning 46 today, Lou Bega, famous for his 1999 tune, Mambo No. 5.
When people used to go out in the 40s or 50s, they were not about just drinking a beer and hanging out and getting all drunk. They wanted to have a good time, you know? They invited their ladies and they've been nice and they had a good time and ended up somehow. You know, I just wanted to recapture that feeling a little bit.
A little bit of Monica in my life. A little bit of Erica by my side.
That is a look at Today in Music for Tuesday, the 13th of April. Mix 104.9.